Okay, magandang gabi po sa bawat isa na patuloy at nagtsatsagang sumubaybay sa amin every Friday. So this is our second episode ang ating pong programa, Ang Kapae. Okay, so kasama pa rin po natin ang ating pong napaka-husay. Yeah. Napaka-guwapong pastor. Pastor Jun Santos. Yan. Maraming salamat pa rin.
Oy, magandang gabi, bro.
Yeah, magandang gabi, Pastor. So ngayon, ang tatalakayan po natin ngayong gabi ay, kasi last week, no, konting review lang po kasi napag-usapan natin last week, last Friday, ang patungkol po sa kaligtasan. Okay po. Ano ba ang kaligtasan? Kanino or sino ba ang o pinagmumulan o kanino natin ito matatanggap o makukuha? Eh, ang kasagutan po doon ay tangi sa ating Panginoong Jesucristo po. Yan, napakalinaw niyan. Okay, so paano naman natin ito makukuha? Makukuha mo natin ito sa pamamagitan, unang-una, ng ating pong pananampalataya sa ating Panginoong Jesucristo. Yan. At pangalawa, ay ang pagsisisi sa ating pong mga nagawang pagkakamali o pagkakasala. Okay, tanggapin po natin sa ating puso na tayo po yung makasalanan nga at tanggapin natin sa ating puso ang ating Panginoon, ang Panginoong Jesucristo bilang tagapagligtas ng ating buhay. Okay? So ngayon naman, ang ating pong tatalakayin ay, o nga, ligtas na tayo. Okay, ang tanong, ano na ang susunod? Ano ang kasunod na gagawin o dapat gawin ng isang Kristiyano? So yan, napakalinaw po na ating pong pag-uusapan ngayong gabi. So, ating pong... Ayan, yung konting intro muna tayo. Okay.
Ayos.
Ayos, maraming salamat. Okay, so, ayan, meron tayong ito ng watchers ngayong gabi. Okay. So, may konting bati muna tayo sa ating mga nanonood. Ano, before, shout out muna. Mga konti lang muna, then the rest. Eh, sa dulo na po ng ating pong programa. Unang-una, ang aking pong sister-in-law, si Manang Angeli Miravalias Reynaldo. Yan po ay nasa UK po. Magandang...
Anong oras na ba sa kanila ngayon?
Ay, hindi ko alam. Siguro patanghali, I think. Patanghali na siguro. Yan. So, yan si Ari Grace Mosquera. Sierra Amante Mosquera. Magandang gabi. Ayan. At marami nang... So far, yung pa lang naman po ang ating po mga nakukuhang mga... yan, sabi dito, good evening Pastor Jun Santos and Bro Romeo Atis Jr. Ba, kompleto ang mga...
Oh, 11 a.m.
Sabi 11 a.m. mo, sakto. Matanghali. Yan. Nag-reply. Oh, meaning nakikinig pa lahat nanonood. Maraming salamat, Manang Angeli Miravalles. Kasama po yung kanya po mga anak. Ewan ko lang po si Pastor Jun. Kuya RJ nanonood din. I think nagtatrabaho siya subong. Okay. Pastor Jun, meron ka bang gusto bang batiin dyan bago tayo magsimula?
Hello! parang hindi pa rin ako hindi pa rin nagsisink in sa mind ko yung ano, yung katotohanan yung setup natin parang ganito na, no? Nasa, parang gusto natin sanayin yung sarili natin na magsabita, na wala tayong kausap at tayong dalawa lang. Doon nag-uusap tayo, pero iba pa rin yung pakiramdam na nandyan ka lang sa tabi ko eh. Anyway, God is teaching us so many things in this life. Correct. No? Nakita natin na patuloy tayong binibigyan ng Panginoon ng kalakasan, ng grace, ng... mga bagay na kailangan natin for us to be able to cope up doon sa situation na meron tayo. So, ganun din naman siguro sa ating tagapakinig, tagapanood, sa listeners. Actually, nire-replay to, kaya lang sa radyo. The same, no? Nire-replay to sa TMBC Radio. natin, yung audio lang.
Audio, yes.
At least nakikinig sila kung replay, okay din replay, walang kaso kasi iba tayo ng time zone. At correct. Nakita naman natin na nag-i-enjoy tayo. At I hope and I pray na nag-i-enjoy din ang iba as we study the Word of God. So binabati ko lang yung ating tagapakinig dyan sa Taytay Rizal. Siyempre, ang aking
ang pamilya mismo.
Ang aking tatay at nanay ay nasa Quezon. Medyo malayo sila kasi mas pinili nila doon, mas okay sila doon, silang dalawang nanay tatay ko. Masariwang hangin, okay? Probinsya na pumuhay. Pero tabing ilog, magandang lugar.
Mas maganda.
Doon sila. Siguro kung may time sila, every weekend, umuwi sila. And then they can watch this episode or yung time natin. And ma-replay naman nila. So yung mga ano ha, sa ating tagapakinig na nakikinig na nandiyan lang pero hindi sila makaabot, you can still watch it and replay. Nandito lang sa account ng ating TMBC BMAP para sa inyong information. Hindi yan nawawala. Just scroll down, hanapin nyo kung gusto nyo pakinggan or gusto nyo panoorin ulit.
Yan. Okay? So magandang natakal ni Pastor John yan. Ano? So ito pong live stream po natin, pwede nyo pong i-replay. Sakaling yung iba kasi mga kaibigan ko, Pastor, na nandun pa ako sa Cavite, gusto rin nilang manood. Ang problema, may pasok sila. Yan. So, sinabi ko na lang na may replay naman. So, recorded naman to. You can watch it kung nakabalik na kayo sa mga bahay ninyo. So, yun. Ayan, maraming salamat, Pastor June. So, let's go to our topic for this evening. Napaka-interesting po ng ating pong topic ngayong gabi. Okay? Kasi ito po yung karaniwang tanong. Actually, ito yung pinakaunang tanong na maririnig mo sa isang bagong ligtas. Ito yung unang-unang maririnig siya. Brother JR o Pastor June, ligtas na ako. Ano gagawin ko? Yan. Yan ang unang-unang tatanungin nila. Anong gagawin ko na? Nung una, yan din naman ang tanong namin . Kumbaga, hindi naman ang unang-unang naisip na, ano nga gagawin ko? Pagkatapos na maligtas ako, yun na lang ba yun? Okay. Yan ang magandang ating pong pag-usapan. So, hindi pa rin po tayo nalalayo sa ating pong kaligtasan. So, syempre, bago tayo tumuloy sa mga tanong ganyan, siguraduhin muna natin tayo po ay ligtas. Ano po? Katulad nga ng nabanggit ko kanina sa ating pong introduction. Okay. So, let's start po. I will just share yung mga presentation na inihanda po ng aming grupo. Ayan. So, yan.
Yun.
So, ito po ay learning how to walk. Siyempre nga naman, kapag tayo bago pa lang sa pananampalataya, kumbaga parang tayo ay mga baby. Yan. Kumbaga, sabi nga natin. Oh, correct. Spiritually, babes or baby. Okay? So, ngayon, nagsisimula pa lang tayong maglakad. Pero paano? Yun niya yung tanong . Paano tayong maglalakad? Anong gagawin natin? Ano ba yung mga step by step? Ano ba yung sisimulan mo? Yan yung mga tanong. So, living a life worthy of the Lord. Medyo malalim, pero sisimplihan lang po natin ngayong gabi. Para po sa, ano natin, para sa mga nanonood at nakikinig dyan sa kanila pa mga tahanan. Okay, Pastor June, let's go.
Game na tayo?
Game.
I think siguro before we continue, let's have a word of prayer.
Sure.
Okay, let's pray. I'll do the prayer. Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time that we could gather together in spirit and in truth. Salamat, Panginoon, sa blessing nyo na kami ay araw din ang salita mo. Salamat sa Panginoon sa patuloy mo na pag-provide ng aming mga needs, ng aming mga kailangan as we cope up and as we live day-to-day, Panginoon, sa aming mga buhay. Yes. And thank you, Father, na ang araw na ito, ang oras na ito, ay oras na kung saan kami ay mag-aaral ng salita mo. Guide us, give us understanding, open our hearts and minds so that we can see the truth na meron ng banal na kasulatan na meron ka para sa amin. Yes. Bless niyo pong bawat sa amin. Bless niyo pong Brother JR, ang aming mga nanonood, tagapakinig. Kayo po ang mag-ingat sa kanilang mga tahanan. Pangalangin sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Yun. Okay, sa title natin, Learning How to Walk, okay? Mm-hmm. Living a Life Worthy of the Lord. Actually, yung topic na meron tayo, when we talk about, you know, life after salvation,
okay.
Napaka-general na topic. Ibig sabihin, napakalawak na topic, napakaraming pwedeng i-discuss, napakaraming mm-hmm. pwedeng pag-usapan, mm-hmm. napakaraming pwedeng, you know, pag-nilay-nilayan for us to be able to see doon sa tinatawag na maturity na meron tayo. Actually, mm-hmm. kung itingnan natin, after salvation, we can talk about baptism.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Ama? Or correct. After salvation, we can talk about being a member of a church. Oh, kasi yes. yun naman, di ba? Mm-hmm. Being a member of a church. Pwede mm-hmm. pag-usapan yun, okay? But if you're going to analyze and study throughout the Bible, yung salvation na meron tayo is leading us to something. Yan. Is leading us to something na kung saan yun yung pinaka-ultimate goal na meron tayo.
Mm.
Okay, ultimate goal, ibig sabihin, a reason kung bakit ka na-save. Ang sagot natin last time sa ating tinalakay about salvation, kung saan tayo dadalhin ng ating salvation, sabi natin, Jesus Christ Himself. Okay? Yes. That is the ultimate goal. Ibig sabihin, after salvation and throughout the process of salvation na meron tayo, dapat yung tinatawag na Christ-likeness.
Ayun.
Yung tinatawag na Christ-likeness. So that's why pinili ko tong topic na to. Ipipilitin ko na maging simple. Ipipilitin ko na maging you know, direct to the point for us to be able to catch or sabi natin to mag-gather natin yung thought natin at makita natin kung ano yung sinasabi ng Bible. Kasi napakaganda. That's why I choose a passage, a text, found in Colossians chapter 1 verses 9 to 12. Okay? Yeah. Meron dyan, Brother J.S., ating PowerPoint, yung text na meron tayo. Okay, sabi dyan, you can read it, Brother J.S., maganda.
Okay, so basahin natin verse 9. And so, from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Verse 10. So as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Verse 11. May you be strengthened with all power, according to His glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy. Last verse. Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you or us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light.
Okay. Salamat, Brother Jer. Ang ganda ng verse, no? Yung construction ng verse, yung flow correct. Ng verse, yung yes. paglalahad ni Paul ng kanyang desire para sa mga believers sa Colossae. Pero for us to be able to, you know, to understand yung flow ng thought ni Apostle Paul, I think it's very important for us na mag-stay tayo dun sa context. Okay?
Correct.
Yung context ng chapter 1. Ano ba yung context ng chapter 1? That's why I'm going to give you background, yung context for us to be able to picture out or magkaroon tayo ng idea sa mind natin. Ay, ito pala yung dahilan kung bakit sinabi ni Apostle Paul itong verse 9 to 12 ng Colossians, ng chapter 1. So ang background ganito. Actually, sa chapter 1 verse 1, mababasa niyo doon, Paul and Timothy. Kasama niya si Timothy.
Correct.
Okay, Paul and Timothy were joyful and thankful. Nagpapasalamat si Apostle, si Timothy concerning the growing life in faith of the Colossian believers. Ibig sabihin, when they heard the news, Paul and Timothy, na itong mga mananampalataya dito sa Colossae nag-grow. Yan. Sa kanilang pananampalataya, natuwa sila. Okay? Actually, tayo, we heard or napag-alaman natin na isang mananampalataya ay nag-grow, syempre, matutuwa rin tayo. Tama. Kaya nga sabi ni Apostle Paul, in chapter 1, verse 6 to 7, sabi niya, he heard, or we heard, and he knew, or they knew. Actually, si Epaphras yung naging dahilan in chapter 1, verses 6 to 7, si Epaphras yung naging dahilan na ma-save yung mga believers sa Colossae. Okay, so paraphrase yun po yung ano. And na-recognize ni Apostle Paul sa kanil Timothy yung paglago nila na meron. Kaya that's why, sabi diyan, for us to be able to fully understand the grace of God, okay, nandiyan po yung napakagandang pagpapaliwanag ni Apostle Paul at yung desire nila na mag-grow pa sila lalo. Actually kasi, sumulat si Apostle Paul sa Colosse kasi during that time, merong issue. Yeah. Ay ba? Sometimes, it's very important. Oh, talaga, not sometimes, always. It is very important na alamin mo na ang issue bago ka mag-dive. Okay? Bago ka mag-dive sa isang conversation.
Yeah.
Kasi meron tayong ugali, lalo na tayong mga Pilipino, na gusto dive ng dive without knowing kung ano yung context ng pinag-uusapan.
Yeah.
So, sumulat siya.
Kumbaga, pastor, pasok ng pasok, no?
Pasok ng pasok.
Hindi naman alam yung pinag-uusapan.
Correct. That's why, sabi ni Apostle Paul, I need to write a letter sa Colossian believers kasi merong issue na dapat i-address. Ang issue is what? Gnosticism. Pastor, ano yung Gnosticism? Mm-hmm. Ay, medyo malalim na naman to, Pastor. Ay, paliting word na naman yung binabanggit mo. No, pag sinabi natin Gnosticism, okay, merong mga tao na inaatake yung deity ni Jesus Christ.
Ayan.
Oh, may nagbibigay sila ng question mark doon sa pagka-Diyos ng Panginoong Jesucristo.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, kapag sinabi natin Gnostics or Gnosticism, ito yung grupo ng tao na kung saan they claim they have a higher knowledge.
Ba?
Oh, ibig sabihin, kami itong mga Gnostics, ang tawag namin sa aming mga sarili, yung knowledge namin ay, kumbaga, elite kami.
Bo.
Mas mataas yung kaalaman namin sa kaalaman nyo. Kung ibig sabihin, kayo ay mga sa mga ginagaypan, newbie. Yan. Kami mga elite. Yan. So, yung ganun. Mga Gnostics, ganun yung tinatawag. The Colossian heresy na tinatawag. Ang atake nila upon the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So, yun po yung dahilan kung bakit sumulat si Apostle Paul ng isang letter, isang liham na kung saan kinokomment niya at nagpapasalamat sila doon sa growth ng mga believers. Mm-hmm. Sa kabila ng tinatawag na atake ng Gnosticism. So sabi natin, kapag ulitin ko, pag sinabi natin Gnostic person, okay, they consider or he consider himself having, you know, higher knowledge. Okay? And beyond that, sabi natin yung ordinary person, wala kayong paki sa amin. Mas matalim kami kayo, mas marami kaming alam. So yun yung sinasabi. So kung tingnan natin, natuwa si Apostle Paul kasi Timothy. Hoy, sa kabila ng atake, sa kabila ng pag-atake sa truth about the Lord Jesus Christ, nandiyan, nag-grow kayo.
May matitibay pa.
Okay, nag-grow kayo. Because ang sabi ni Epaphras in verse 6 to 7, kasi nalaman nyo in full, okay? In full yung gospel na kung saan, which is the foundation. Yan. So that's why, kung maintindihan natin ng malalim at full yung tinatawag na gospel, you will not be bothered by this kind of teaching, yung Gnosticism. So, natuwa si Paul saka si Timothy. So that's why, here in chapter 1, verses 9 to 12, ini-emphasize ngayon ni Apostle Paul kasama si Timothy, dapat mag-grow. Okay? Dapat lumalago. Actually, in process yun eh. It is a lifelong process yung tinatawag na growth. Kaya kung titingnan natin, if we're going to use the analogy of the physical growth na meron tayo, physical growth, ng anak, si nanay, si ikaw, yung bata, lalaki after few months, after few years, lalaki siya. Okay, ibig sabihin, we have this common understanding. Pag-usapan natin ang physical growth, there is what we call common understanding about the concept of growth in physical development. Okay? Ibig sabihin, hindi ka mag-i-stay na baby. Lalago ka. Okay? But when we talk about spiritual growth, it has a similar concept of the physical growth na meron tayo. But yung spiritual growth na meron tayo is mas importante kung pag-uusapan, kung iahambing natin sa tinatawag na physical growth na meron tayo. Kasi bakit? Bakit kailangan ng growth sa life na meron tayo bilang isang mananampalataya? And now you are saved. Because kung titingnan natin, in analogy, okay, babies.
Mm-hmm.
Babies are immature physically and mentally.
Okay.
Tama?
Tama.
Pag ang baby, actually, wala pang ang kamuang-muang eh. Yung sa Tagalog, walang kamuang umang. Ibig sabihin, walang kalaman-laman ang pag-iisip ng isang kapanganganak o hindi nga makapag-isip ang isang bata na kapapanganak lang. Okay? Babies are immature physically and mentally, but we accept or we expect them to grow. Okay?
Tama.
We expect them to grow. If mm-hmm. they don't, kung hindi lumalago or hindi lumalaki ang bata, kung hindi, the term is what? Kung hindi nagmamature ang bata physically, there must be a problem.
Tama.
O ang concept ng spiritual life, ganun din. Kung okay. ang isang mananampalataya, after na ma-save siya, hindi nag-grow,
mm-hmm.
there must be a problem.
Tama.
Yan. There must be a problem. Kaya sa, kung titingnan natin, sa point na meron tayo, sabi yan, sa next point, bro, sabi yan, when one is born again, okay, a child of God, tinagay ko lang yung born again ha, for us to be able to figure it out na, uy, we're using the analogy of, you know, physical development. We can also use, kasi baka mabigyan tayo ng question, ay, born again kayo? Now, we can say, when one is saved, okay lang naman yung term. Walang problema, we are born again. Spiritually, when one is born again or saved as a child of God, okay, he or she is what? Is spiritually immature.
Mm-hmm. Tama.
Bagong kapapanganak, bagong oh. automatic spiritually, when we talk about spirituality, he or she is what? An immature believer. Okay? But as time passes, okay, he or she should develop the qualities. Yeah, sabi sa point natin, qualities or abilities which the Bible says, okay, characterize the mature. Yan. Yeah. Ano yung mature? Christ-likeness.
Correct.
And sometimes, ang ginagamit pa na term is what? Perfection.
Ayan. Okay?
Medyo malalim na medyo mabigay.
Kasi nami-misinterpret, Pastor, yung perfection na yun. Ang dami kasi nami-misinterpret yung word na perfect. Eh. Yan.
Actually, if we're going to analyze it, we're going there. Eh. That is correct. The target. Perfection.
Tama.
And when we talk about perfection, is what? Christ-likeness.
Correct.
Because Christ himself is what?
Is perfect. Correct.
So, kung titingnan natin, tama rin eh. Mayroong perfection or para mas mabigyan natin ng sabi natin medyo malumanay na salita, mature.
Yeah.
Maturity. Okay? Maturity. So, bakit po kailangan lumago ng isang bagong ligtas or ligtas na mananampalataya?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to analyze it, Brother J.R., a church or a congregation matures as individual members, okay, matures.
Ah, yes, I agree.
Ganito, ah, ganito. Ibig sabihin, ang isang church as a body, ang kanyang paglago ay nakasalalay sa maturity ng bawat member ng church.
I agree.
So that's why ini-emphasize ni Apostle Paul kasama si Timothy, oh, you need to be growing believers.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be what? Maturing believers. Actually, sa scriptures, no? Sa point natin, naglagay lang ako ng ilang mga verses na nagsasabi that as Christians, we need to grow. Sa next point natin. Many scriptures describe the need to grow. Okay? Pakiclick yan. Many scripture describes okay, the need to grow and mature spiritually. Una-una, in Ephesians chapter 4, tinan nyo, click mo, Brother Jar. Yeah. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14 and 15, sabi doon, be no longer children, but grow up in Christ. Oh, it speaks about growing. It speaks about learning to walk. It speaks about walking worthy of the Lord. Yun yung sabi sa Ephesians. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, sabi diyan, but grow. Kailan nyo yung mga word, ha? Be no longer children, but grow up in Christ. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In Thessalonians chapter 3, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1, chapter 1, verse 3, the Thessalonians, okay, grew. Past tense na to, okay? Grew exceedingly in faith.
Grabe, no?
It's a very, yung kanilang paglago ay tuloy-tuloy, progressive, without, sabihin natin without, walang time na kung saan tumigil.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
Nandun yun eh. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 9, Paul prayed for their love to abound more and more.
Wow. Amen.
Throughout the scriptures, again, ine-emphasize yung mananampalataya, don't stay as babe. You need to grow. You need to mature.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yan. And part of growing, kung lalago tayo, kailangan magbabalik tayo doon sa punto na ano, we need to learn how to walk.
Tama.
We need to learn. Diba yun naman ang unang natutunan ng mga bata? Siyempre, una, pag bagong panak, time will come, it will open their eyes.
Correct. Okay?
They will say, some mama, say, yung pa yun ang unang mga salita, da-da-da, mama-mama. Okay, it's good, nag-grow eh. Then yung kanilang pag-response or pag-sagot sa mga pagpapatawa ng mga magulang, nag-uyak sila. Tumatawa, ngumingiti. And for us to see babies like that, kung mapansin natin, as your own child, sabi natin, ay, ang sarap ng pakiramdam, di ba? Na makita mo yung inyong anak na lumalaki, tumatawa, nag-react sa bawat bagay na ginagawa mo. Kaya sabi natin dito, sa point natin, sa next point, sabi dyan, growth is development or improvement toward a goal called maturity.
Yeah.
Yan ang sinabi natin kanina. Or in the Bible, perfection.
Amen.
Man, perfection. Alam mo, Brother JR, na-amaze ako doon sa process ng maturation or the process of going to maturity.
Oh.
Na-amaze ako. If you're going to think of it, okay? If you're going to analyze it, especially considering our state of life at birth, okay? Oh, bagong panganak, as in bagong panganak. We arrive in this world physically. We arrive in this world as totally helpless individuals.
Correct.
Baby ka? You are totally what? Helpless individual. Okay? Correct. Physically, we can care for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yun po yung katotohanan. Yung analogy natin, physically, we can't care for ourselves. We need someone, yan. We need someone to do everything. We need someone to do everything for us.
Tama.
Okay? O, mag-change ka ng diaper, tawag si mama.
Kahit nga yung baby ko, medyo nahihirapan pa eh. Nahihirapan pa, so kailangan pa ng assistance eh.
Yan. Ibig sabihin, yung life na meron tayo as baby is what? Fragile.
Correct. That's the word, fragile.
Ingatan mo maigi yung life na meron ka. Okay? We need, ulitin ko, we need someone to do everything for us.
Correct.
We need someone to feed us.
Yan.
we need someone to feed us. We need someone to change us. Mm-hmm. We need someone to keep us warm when it's cold. Di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Hindi naman pwede sabihin na, paala ka dan, daddy. Ako lang magkumo sa sarili ko kasi nalalamigan ako. Bago ka pangalak, you cannot do that.
You cannot do that.
And keep us cool when it's hot. Di ba?
Ba.
Mentally speaking, we have no knowledge.
Oh, syempre, Pastor.
Babies. We have no knowledge. Mm-hmm. We have no ability to speak.
Yeah?
We have no ability to speak. We have no ability intellectually to communicate.
Mm.
And that's why, di ba, if you are a first parent, may anak ka, hindi mo alam kung bakit iyak nang iyak yung bata.
Correct.
Sino tawagin mo? Yung lola o yung lolo. Kasi baka kaalam sila. Uy, gutom yan. Uy, basa yan. Kailangan mo palitan ng diaper.
So, ang dami mo i-check eh. Uy.
Oh. And we don't even understand what's being said to us. Kung baby ka. Magsalita ka lang, magsalita dyan, hindi ka niya naiintindihan. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The truth and the fact is, as babies, physically, the analogy of the physical growth, we can care for ourselves, can't use our hands, and can't walk.
Okay.
So, pero eventually, you learn to do all those things habang lumalaki ka.
Correct.
Nagiging independent ka. Natututo ka sa mga bagay na ginagawa sa'yo, ay, kaya mo pala. As you grow up, we learn to understand that what people are saying to us. Okay? We learn how to speak. Even though we do not know the language, iba? Kasi kinokopya lang natin sa mga narinig natin habang tayo lumalaki. We learn to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You can ask the babe, ang lumalaking bata, ano masakit, anong gusto mo. We can learn to communicate. We can use our hands, we can walk, but if you're going to analyze it, it doesn't happen overnight.
Oh,
syempre, yung growth, sir. Yung maturity, it doesn't happen overnight. Mm-hmm. But good news is what? It does happen.
It does
not happen. Just overnight.
Yes.
Not just overnight. Also, I find it amazing and nagagandahan ako sa process at naa-amaze ako kung paano ginawa ng Panginoon itong process ang tinatawag na paglago physically at process ang tinatawag na paglago spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
And kung tingnan natin, this process continues throughout life.
Okay.
Hanggang sa dulo ng hininga na meron tayo, merong lugar sa tinatawag na paglago.
Amen. Kahit nga matatanda na eh, syempre may lugar pa rin talaga. That's
okay.
True, that's true.
But our prayer, okay, our desire, like Apostle Paul and Timothy, we never quit learning. Look, sabi niya, please do not quit learning and growing or maturing.
That's the prayer.
Yun ang desire ni Apostle Paul sa kanilang Timothy, sa mga believers doon sa Colossae. We grow in our knowledge and ability. Okay? So, if you are 3 years old right now, at dumating yung panahon na ikaw ay naging 10 years old, mas mature dapat yung 10 years old sa 2 years old.
Correct.
Kung ikaw naman ay 18 years old, noong unang panahon, at after 10 years, dapat after 10 years,
may pagpapago.
Oh, mas matured ka sa tinatawag.
Mm-hmm.
So, there is a similarity, no? There is a similar process in the spiritual life kung titingnan natin. Kaya nga sabi natin, sa next point na meron tayo, we must learn how to live as spiritual beings in God's world. Okay?
Yeah.
Kung saan tayo inilagay ng Panginoon. Learn how to live as spiritual beings in God's world. We must learn how to walk spiritually. Pag sinabi natin walk, ang tantamount or equivalent word niya is what? How to live spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
How to conduct yourself spiritually. Mm-hmm. Just as we learned how to walk physically.
Physically.
Mm-hmm. Oh, parang ganito. Just as our parents taught us, okay? Just as our parents taught us how to walk physically, so the Spirit of God teaches us how to walk spiritually.
Amen.
Parehas lang.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Amen.
Parehas. So, ang focus natin, nasa introduction pa lang tayo, no? Unahan ko na kayo, ha? We're just going to discuss the first point sa episode na ito. First point lang. Ang haba nito, ang haba. First point lang yung discuss natin. Mm-hmm. Yung second point, to be continued. Kasi baubusan na yung oras. Okay?
Oh, so, disclaimer kagad.
That is the focus of our text today, no? Paul's desire is that we might live worthy of Christ.
Yes.
Okay? So if you're going to turn your Bible in chapter 1 verse 10, sabi dyan, and we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way.
Mm.
Yun po yung verse 10. Binasa ko lang sa ibang translation, sa ibang version. Sabi doon, and we pray this in order that you, yung bagong save, ako na matagal ng save, and you, okay, may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way. So kung ang literal translation ng word na yon, sabi diyan, live a life worthy of the Lord or walk worthy of the Lord. So kaya kung titingnan natin yung analogy ng mga bata na naglalakad or natututunong lumakad, the idea of our life as a walk, okay, is scriptural.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ginamit na analogy ng Panginoon sa Kristo yung paglakad bilang isang mananampalataya. Kaya sabi natin, sa next point na meron tayo, next point, brother. Sabi diyan, basahin mo.
Our spiritual life is a journey, a walk. Mm. We walk the pathway God has set before us, and we do it all to please Him. Our calling as Christians is to live our lives in such a way that God is glorified and pleased.
Yun. Very clear, di ba? Mm-hmm. Sabi dyan, our spiritual life is a journey. It is a walk.
Correct.
Okay, it is a walk. And ang sinabi din dyan, na lalakaran natin yung daan kung saan inihanda ng Panginoon para sa atin.
Yeah.
Kasi saved ka na eh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Kung hindi gusto ng Panginoon na mag, ay, ito yung hinanda sa'yo ng Panginoon na daan. Pero, sa iba ka lumakad.
Ayan. Yan naman.
Ayan, di ba? We need also to consider that. We mm-hmm. walk the pathway that God has set before us.
Meron na pala. Nakaset.
Oo. Don't walk your own walk.
Yan.
Walk in a pathway, on a pathway mm-hmm. na kung saan inihanda ng Panginoon para sa atin. Mm-hmm. And when we do this, we're going to please Him. Tama. Very clear. Okay? Very clear. Kaya sabi natin, yung calling na meron tayo as believers, yung pagkatawag ng Panginoon sa atin as believers, is to live our lives in a such a way that is what? That God is glorified.
Glorified and
pleased.
Amen.
Oh, para sa mga ligtas na at nag-struggle sa buhay at gustong lumago, dapat alam natin yung mga bagay na ito ng Panginoon mismo naghanda ng tamang lalakaran natin for us to be able to go. And apart from that, okay, kung lalakad tayo sa sarili nating kagustuhan, we're not going to experience growth in our Christian life. So, iyon yung napaka lalim na bagay. So, ang question ko this time is what? For us to be able to makita natin, maybe tinatanong din ng marami natin tagapakinig o na nakikinig sa atin, yung question na ganito sa next point. Sabi dyan, what does it take, okay, to grow up and become spiritually mature? Ano bang kailangan gawin para magkaroon tayo ng tinatawag na maturity or perfection? Or magkaroon tayo, sumunod tayo doon sa tinatawag na process of going to perfection? Mm-hmm. Okay? Yung pantanong na, what does it mean to live a life or to walk worthy of the Lord? Ano ba ibig sabihin? So maybe this one of the fundamentals na pwede natin pag-aralan when we talk about life after salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Learning how to walk. So in our text today, in Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 to 12, Paul shared with these Christians, believers, during that time, his desire to see them achieve the goal. And in fact, yung tinatawag na maturity and perfection, yun ang gusto maabot ni Apostle Paul para sa mga believers doon sa Colossians.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya nga, in verse 9, if you're going to read it again in verse 9, if you have time, no, huwag natin balikan. Sabi yan, if you have time, since the day we heard it, sabi ni Apostle Paul, mm-hmm. since the day we heard it, we do not cease, kasama si Timothy, we do not cease to pray for you.
Ba?
Sabi ni Apostle Paul, nung nalaman namin na lumalago kayo sa kabila ng tinatawag na atake ng Gnosticism, ng mm-hmm. higher knowledge na tinatawag, we do not cease to pray for you. We do not cease to pray for you and to desire, not just pray, na dinidesire, ginugusto ni Apostle Paul na sila ay lumago. Okay? Kung mapansin natin yung words na ginamit, without pause, okay? Mm-hmm. Sabihin, tuloy-tuloy yung prayer ni Apostle Paul sa kanila, maybe every day, every mm-hmm. moment na maalala niya ang mga believers din sa Colossae, mapansin natin yung wordings na ginamit ni Apostle Paul. What? He is praying for them without ceasing. Okay? Praying for them without ceasing. Ibig sabihin, frequent and constant. Okay? Every day at the throne of grace, nilalapit niya ang mga believers doon sa Colossae. Oh Lord, i-guide mo sila for them to be able to grow at ma-surpass nila yung tinatawag na problema sa tinatawag na Gnosticism. Mm-hmm. So kung titingnan natin, there are characteristics, no? Kung titingnan natin, Brother JR, kung sasagutin natin yung tanong, ano ba yung means or ano ba yung kailangan natin for us to be able to grow? Based mm-hmm. on the context na meron tayo in Colossians chapter 1 verses 9 to 12. Una-una, sabi diyan, ang point, what? Characteristics, pero one first point pa lang yung pag-aaral natin, isa pa lang characteristic.
Okay,
he mentioned that describe a life or walk pleasing to God. Una-una, kung tingnan natin, sabi dyan, ang first point, walk in increasing knowledge.
Yeah.
Okay? For us to be able to grow and enjoy the process of maturity as believers, we need to walk in increasing knowledge. Palitan natin. We need to live in increasing knowledge. Okay? We need to conduct ourselves na sinasabing mag-increase sa tinatawag na knowledge. If we are going to walk in such a way as to please God, yung mabigyan natin ng lugod ng Panginoon, sa lahat ng ginagawa natin, we must walk in increasing knowledge. Dapat yung kaalaman na meron ka sa Panginoong Jesucristo, patungkol sa Panginoong Jesucristo, dapat nag-i-increase.
Tama.
So, huwag mag-stagnate. Okay? Yeah. Oh, diba? Ang usually na narinig natin illustration kapag dan yung kanal. Yung kanal sa estero. Ayan. Nasa sobrang dami ng basura at hindi na nagpo-flow yung tubig. Ano nangyari? Mumabaho.
Ay, oo.
Hindi lang mumabaho. Pinagbabahay na ng mga insekto.
Ako, hindi lang insekto. Baka...
the same with what? Christian life.
Correct.
Ang buhay na hindi dumadaloy sa tinatawag na paglago sa Panginoon, babaho yan sa pagbabahayan ng mga insect. Napaka-practical na illustration, no? Pero may sundot. You know?
May sundot. May katotohanan.
Okay, may katotohanan. So sabi dyan in verses 9 to 10, sabi dyan, for this reason, in Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 to 10, for this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped, binabasa ko lang yung verse, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you. Okay? Hinihingi siya sa Panginoon na punuin kayo ng ano? With the knowledge of His will. Not just knowledge, but knowledge of His will. Through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Okay. And sabi pa niya sa verse 10, sabi ni Apostle Paul, and we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. Kinuha ko yung part na, growing in the knowledge of God. So kung titingnan natin, the next point is this. The point is this. Sa akin PowerPoint. The emphasis of Paul's prayer was that we needed to grow in our knowledge of God.
Mm-hmm. Tama.
Baby. Okay? Correct. Bagong ligtas. Kaliligtas mo pa lang. Katanggap mo lang sa Panginoon bilang iyong yung mangliligtas or Savior. We needed to grow in our knowledge of God. And we need to know His will.
Ayan.
Yung kalooban ng Panginoon para sa iyo, so magitan ng salita ng Panginoon, ng Biblia na meron tayo, sabi yan, we need spiritual wisdom and understanding. Iyon yung sabi ni Apostle Paul, no? That we need to be filled ng knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we need more of it.
Actually,
kailangan natin ng marami. Okay? Hindi lang sa isang pagkakataon. Kailangan natin ng maraming, you know, knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. That's why nagtutugma yung sinabi ni Apostle Paul sa ni Peter. Okay? In 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18 sabi yan, but grow in the knowledge of our Lord, but grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pareha sila ng thinking, pareha sila ng flow of thought na meron sila pag-usapan yung paglago. So kung titingnan natin, ang tatanong mo is, Pastor, paano ba namin malalaman or paano ba kami mapupuno ng tinatawag na knowledge of His will? Okay? Yung kalaman sa tinatawag na kalooban ng Panginoon. Yeah. Yung all spiritual wisdom and understanding. First, una-una. Okay? Under that main point that we need to grow, we need to walk in increasing knowledge, una-una, learn more about Christ. Parang sabihin mo, ay Pastor, parang namang redundant eh. Inulit mo lang yung main point mo na we need to grow in the knowledge. Pero kung titingnan ko natin, we need to learn more about Christ. How? Ano ang paraan for us to be able to know the knowledge of His will and to learn about Christ? Bakit? Sabi diyan, the primary source of this knowledge is the Bible.
Yan.
God's inspired word. Okay? Wala naman ibang sinabi na, if you want to know more about or to be filled with the knowledge of His will, go to this. Sabi ng Bible, no, go to the Bible. Ibig sabihin, that's the only source of what we call knowledge of His will.
Correct.
If you want to learn more about Christ, go to the Bible.
Basic.
B- Basic, yun eh. Basic pero malalim. And sometimes, yung fundamentals and elementary or yung kinatawag na basics na meron tayo, yun yung palagi natin nakakalimutan.
Totoo yan, Pastor.
Totoo yan, di ba? Yun yung palagi natin nakakalimutan. We tend or we are prone to look for other means of knowledge apart from the Bible.
Ah, yan ang mali.
That's why nagkakaproblema tayo.
Correct.
Nagkakaproblema tayo individually, the same time nagkakaproblema tayo inside the church.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are in the habit of entertaining things outside the Bible.
Ah, magkakaroon tayo ng problema niya. Yeah? Magkakaroon nga ng issue. Mm-hmm.
So, kung tingnan natin, bro, ganito.
Mm.
God has given us this book, the Bible,
Tama po.
As the primary source of God's revelation.
Mm-hmm.
God's revelation. On its pages, sa pages o pahina ng Biblia na meron tayo, sa salita ng Panginoon, sa bawat letra, sa bawat titik na naisulat para sa atin, we discover Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Doon natin makikita. Doon natin mag-discover at doon natin malalaman at doon natin makikilala ang Panginoong Jesucristo. Bakit natin kailangan ulit kilalanin ang Panginoong Jesucristo? Because we are going to maturity. We are going to perfection. Christ-likeness.
Correct.
Yeah? Babalik tayo doon sa punto na ang primary or the greatest benefit of salvation is Christ Himself. So, napakagandang pag-usapan, napakagandang pagmuni-munihan, napakagandang himay-mahi na katotohanan. Ay, kaya pala meron tayong tinatawag na maturity at tinuturo tayo ng maturity na to sa pamamagitan ng Biblia na meron tayo. At the end of the day, it's all about the Lord Jesus Christ. The greatest benefits of our salvation. Okay din yung heaven. Napakaganda rin na mapunta ka sa heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Pero ang pinaka-importanting nilalang or being or presensya doon sa heaven is ang Panginoong Jesucristo.
Jesus Christ itself.
What is heaven without God?
Of course.
Di ba?
Gagawin ko.
What is heaven without God? What is heaven without Jesus Christ? O sabihin natin, you can have or enjoy the street of golds in heaven. Mm. Pero kung wala ang Panginoong Jesucristo doon sa heaven, it's all nothing. Nothing. So, kung titingnan natin, sabi natin, next point. Therefore, yan. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we conclude, yeah. We must study the Bible, God's Word, inspired Word, and meditate on the truth we find there. Okay? Yeah. Meditate mo. Nagbasa ka. Alam nyo kasi, ganito. Merong misconception when we talk about reading the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
It's good, no? Mag-read ka ng Bible. But sometimes, you are forgetting the next part, which is what? Meditation. Yung pag-iisipan mo, yung pagmumuni-munihan mo, yung hihimay-himayin mo sa Tagalog, hihimay-himayin mo yung binasa mo. We cannot, as Christians, we cannot separate the verb na study and read. Read and study.
Nakuha mo pa, sir.
Diba?
Totoo.
Yung gusto lang natin eh, basa.
Read lang.
Pero hindi mo pinag-aralan. Mali ba magbasa? Hindi, tama yung magbasa. But don't forget to study it. Don't forget to study it. Okay? So therefore, we must study the Bible and meditate on the truth we find there. We must allow the Bible, yan, we must, nilagyan kong underline no, para makita nyo, we must okay. Allow the Bible to not only inform
our thinking.
Okay? Not only inform our thinking, but also reprogram our minds.
Dumating
tayo sa tinatawag sa dako na tinatawag na transformers tayong mga mananampalataya.
Mm-hmm.
Na pag-usapan natin ang pag-aaral ng salita ng Panginoon, pagbabasa ng salita ng Panginoon, we are what? In the process of what? Reprogramming our minds.
Amen.
And tignan nyo, part of reprogramming is what? Deleting files.
Tama.
Siguro, parehas tayong graduate sa computer school.
Correct.
Yung mga ganung term, naiintindihan natin, we need to delete files, we need to defrag it, okay? Kumbaga sa mga, ano ba tawag ito? mga programming tools, may C++, may FoxPro, mga old na yun, ano? Mga Visual Basic na programming tools.
Sorry ka naman, sir, pag alam mo ba?
Ay, hindi ko na. Kahit C++, na very basic na kind of programming, hindi na, nakalimutan na natin kasi matagal na yun. Ibig sabihin, you are reprogramming our minds.
Okay.
As we study the Bible, as we learn the truth about the Lord Jesus Christ, that's why we need to learn more about Christ. Mabalikan natin para makita natin ng malalim. Ano ang parte ng salita ng Panginoon sa growth na meron tayo as believer? If you're going to turn your Bible in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, the very familiar passage, click Brother Jared. Very familiar passage po yan. Lagi po yung kinukot ng mga believers, lagi po yung kinukot ng mga pastor, lagi po yung tinuturo ng mga pastor. Pero sometimes, merong punto na kung saan parang iba yata. Parang hindi yata ganun yung tinuturo at binabanggit ng ibang mga pastor o ibang mga nagtuturo. Very simple, sabi yan. Like newborn infants. Okay? Sabi sa chapter 2, verse 2 ng 1 Peter, like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up to salvation. See? Salvation. Actually, sa original text, sa mga old manuscripts, walang word na salvation doon sa verse. Inad lang nila. Okay? Pero hindi naman nakaapekto sa tinatawag na doctrine o sa mga pinaniniwalaan natin. And in fact, tama naman. Okay? Like newborn infants long for the pure spiritual milk, iba ko binabasa, no? That by it you may grow up to salvation. Ano ba yung pinupunto ni Peter during this time? Okay? Yung salitang like newborn babes. Yan. Well, bigyan ko ulit kayo ng context. If you're going to read the preceding verses ng chapter 1 at chapter 2, verse 2 ng 1 Peter, preceding verses, binanggit ni Peter itong mga kataga kasi during that time, ini-encourage niya na magkaroon ng tinatawag na, mutual charity or mutual love ang mga believers those times. That's why in verse 1 and chapter 2 ng 1 Peter, meron doon binanggit na without guile or yung hypocrisy, yung slander. Kaya nabanggit yun doon eh. Pero sabi niya, para makombat mo tong mga karakter na hindi dapat makita sa pagiging mananampalataya, kailangan newborn babes. Hindi ibig ba sabihin, Pastor, o kailangan maging baby ka bilang sa mananampalataya? Hindi po. Ang tinutukoy po ni Peter dito, yung tinatawag na newborn babes, para po i-contradict yung pagka-polluted ng mind ng maraming tao during those times. Kasi pag sinabi natin newborn babes, unadulterated eh, hindi pa polluted ang mind. Okay? Tama pa na sa husto pang tinatawag na malinis yung pag-iisip. So altogether without guile, yung pong tinatawag. As long, kaya kung tinan natin, as newborn babes, like babies, okay? As long we are here in this earth, okay? Hanggat hindi bumabalik ang Panginoon Kristo, we are babes. We are babies.
Babies.
Okay? In, especially, sa tender relation to God.
Yeah.
Kaya kung titignan natin, tama yung sabi ni Isaiah, no, na napakaganda, the childlike spirit is indispensable if we are, if we would enter heaven. Ibig sabihin, yung espiritu, yung karakter, kung paano nila ikandak ang kanilang mga sarili, indispensable kailangan nandyan childlike spirit. Yung pagpapakumbaba na espiritu for us to be able to enter heaven. Part po yun. So, kung titignan po natin, yung pong as newborn babes, tumutukoy po doon sa manner kung paano i-desire yung sincere milk of the world. Manner as newborn babes. Okay? The manner in which they are to desire this sincere milk of the world is what? Stated as newborn babe. Okay? Oh, merong milk of the world. Sincere milk of the world. Pero kailangan nyong gayahin yung as babies kung paano i-desire. O paano ba i-desire ng baby ang gatas pag nagugutom?
Ah, grabe.
No. Usually umiyak, di ba?
Nagwawala. Diba?
Sabi ni Peter, kung gusto mo pala ng salita ng Panginoon, para kang baby dapat yung iiyak ka hanggat hindi ka binibigyan ng salita ng Panginoon.
Yeah.
Yun po yung ibig sabihin ni Peter kapag sinabing newborn babes.
Grabe.
Na hindi siya makukontento sa kanyang kalagayan at hindi siya titigil hanggat hindi siya nabibigyan ng salita ng Panginoon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yun po yung sinabi doon.
Yan.
I hope na maging clear. Hindi po ibig sabihin ni Peter o kailangan tayo mga baby o sabi natin mga immature. Pero ang tinutukoy po ni Peter, yung pong manner kung paano natin i-desire yung salita ng Panginoon. Umiiyak ka dapat.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi gustong gusto mo na ma-feed ka ng pure milk of the world. Okay? Mm-hmm. He puts them in mind. Sabi natin, sa tinatawag na regeneration na meron tayo. As mm-hmm. new life, okay? Mm-hmm. It requires suitable food.
Mm-hmm.
As new life, as a saved believer, it requires a suitable food. Okay? Suitable, ibig sabihin, Pastor ba? Pastor, ang ibig bang sabihin ni Peter kapag sinabing milk ay elementary teachings? Hindi po yun ang sinasabi ni Peter during this time. Hindi po kinukumpare ni Peter yung, you know, heavy saka light meal. Pag sinabi, kaya nga ang salita dyan, as newborn babe, desire the sincere milk of the world. Of the word, I mean, okay? Sabi dyan, infant has this common desire, okay, as baby, na kailangan fervent and frequent yung feeding.
Yeah.
Yeah? Ay, hindi ba kayo natataka na mayat maya umiiyak ang baby nyo? Pala gutom lang. Hindi nyo nang pwede sabihin na, Dad, bigyan natin ng steak si baby.
Oh, grabe pa. T-bone steak, no?
Okay. Okay naman din. Pero hindi po. Ang ibig lang po sabihin, kung sinabing pure, sincere milk of the world, hinahalin tulad ni Peter yung salita ng Panginoon sa isang gatas na pure.
Yan.
Yan. Kung titingnan po natin, sa point na meron tayo, Christians desires, malang parang long programmer. Pagbigyan niyo na ako. Mm-hmm. Christian desires must be for the word of God. Bakit?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because it is pure and sincere.
Amen. Tama.
Like milk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like milk. Yun po yung tinatawag. Sabi diyan, and that for this end that they may grow thereby. Mga kapatid, kapag po tayo kumakain ng salita ng Panginoon, it is pure, must be pure without chemically adulterated or merong tinatawag na mixture.
Amen. I agree to that. Amen.
Yun pala yung sinasabi ni Peter kapag sinabi natin that we need to desire as baby, okay, yung tinatawag na pure, unadulterated, without mixture ng salita ng Panginoon.
Okay.
Okay? That we may improve in grace mm-hmm. and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. It is impossible, Brother JR. It is impossible to grow as Christian. Na kumakain tayo ng mga, sabihin natin, spiritual food pero mayroong mixture. May mixture ng ganito, nanggaling kay ganito, nanggaling doon, nanggaling tagal doon teaching, nanggaling sa mga churi-churi, nanggaling sa mga bagay na, you know, nasa sanlibutan na meron tayo. Pero kung gusto natin lumago,
mm-hmm.
just desire the sincere milk of the world. Binidescribe lang ni Peter kung gaano kapuro yung salita ng Panginoon. Walang halo.
Amen.
Walang halo. Okay? O, yun po yung sabi ni Peter. That's why, kung titignan po natin, for us to be able to satisfy this desire or magkaroon tayo ng tinatawag na paglago sa salita ng Panginoon, sa next point na meron tayo. First. Next. Tignan nyo. Maganda, tama yun. Next.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yan. Okay, yan. Basahin mo. Okay. Matutuwa ka dyan.
Sabi po dito, strong desires and affections to the Word of God are a sure evidence, yan, of a person's being born again.
See? Strong desires and affection. Sa salita ng Panginoon, ay ano, ebidensya na ikaw ay ipinanganak na sa tinatawag na kaligtasan. Ah, so diba? Totoo naman. Hindi ka naman ihihingi ng sincere milk of the word kung hindi ka pinanganak, kung hindi ka baby. So, ibig sabihin, okay na magkaroon tayo ng strong desire and affection doon sa salita ng Panginoon kasi yun ay ebidensya na ikaw ay ligtas na. Ang nagpo-profess, ang nagke-claim na siya ay nagligtas na pero hindi siya nagkakaroon ng tinatawag na strong desire and affection sa salita ng Panginoon, questionable.
Totoo yan.
Questionable.
Questionable. Hindi naman sa hinuhusga natin, Pastor, no?
Oo.
Pero sabi dito kasi ito yung ebidensya kasi
mm.
na totoo na itong taong ito ay talagang, alam mo na, na born oh. again.
Oh, so if you are saved, you are longing and desiring for God's word.
Yes, correct.
More and more.
More and more. Learn
about Jesus Christ more and more.
Dapat okay? Na yan.
Next point. Sabi dyan, next point. Growth and improvement in wisdom and grace are, kailan nyo ha, yung growth, mm-hmm. yung improvement, yung development in wisdom and grace are the design. Doon tayo eh. Niligtas tayo ng Panginoon kasi ang design ng Panginoon for us to be able to grow and improve. Tama?
Mm-hmm.
And, sabi dyan, are the design and desire of every Christian. Yan. Yung growth and improvement, sabi natin, ang design ng Panginoon para sa atin. Mm-hmm. And yung growth and improvement then in wisdom, yun din dapat yung design ng all
Christians. Amen.
Okay? Sabi dyan, all spiritual means, okay, all spiritual means are for edification and improvement. The Word of God, okay, ano nyo ha, the Word, hinighlight ko, the Word of God, rightly used, does not leave a man as it finds him, but improves and makes him better.
Correct.
Sabi-sabihin, ganito, sa Tagalog, okay, ang salita ng Panginoon, kung gagamitin mo ng tama, okay, merong changes sa taong makakabasa na ito. Merong changes sa taong, you know, pinag-aralan ang salita ng Panginoon.
Yeah.
That's why, improves and makes him better.
Better.
Balik tayo doon sa salitang okay. Balik tayo doon sa salitang milk, no? Sa 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2, okay? Ulitin ko, yung salitang milk doon is not about elementary truths or fundamentals in contradiction to more advanced Christian truths. Actually, meron naman talaga kagaya ng in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 2, in Hebrews chapter 5 verses 12 to 13, in mapansin natin doon sa mga verses na 'yon, ikinumpare din ng mga author or ng mga writers noong mga verses na 'yon na meron talagang food for babies or elementary truths or basic at meron din talagang meat or heavy food para sa mga mananampalataya. Mm-hmm. But again, i-emphasize ko lang ang milk dito sinasabi lang ni Peter in chapter 1 chapter 2 verse 1 and 2 ng 1 Peter is what? Kailangan kung mag-aaral ka ng salita ng Panginoon, yun. Walang ibang halo. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, napaka linaw ng sinasabi ni Pedro. So, sabi diyan, next point. Okay? As infants. So, as infants, instead of chemically analyzing, sabihin, bilang isang bagong ligtas, bagong mananampalataya, you don't have to analyze something sa sinatawag ng salita ng Panginoon by mixing it with other things. Kaya nga, pure na nga eh. Pure na nga eh. You need to decide the sincere milk of the world. Bakit mong pahahaluan ng ibang mga bagay?
Tama.
Receive it as it is, sabi natin sa salita ng Panginoon.
Correct.
Or, kaya sabi natin, instinctively, okay? Pag sinabi natin instinctive or instinctively, ibig sabihin, prompted by natural instinct. Automatic eh. Ibig sabihin, if you are there, if the word of God is there, which is pure, okay, without any mixture, ang ating tendency is what? Ay, tanggapin ko na ito.
Correct.
Wala na akong question.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi ko na dapat question na yan, o hindi na ako dapat mag-raise ng mga theological things at hindi naman relevant sa mga bagay-bagay. Okay? Eh, hindi mo na gawing komplikado o hindi mo na gawing mahirap. Ibig sabihin, gawin lang simple. Sabi dyan, desires and feeds on the milk. Okay? That's why sabi nito, our part, okay? Our part is not self-sufficient rationalizing and questioning.
Mm-hmm.
But simply, ang ating part, kung nandiyan ang salita ng Panginoon, puro, receive it. Lang. Receive it. And love it.
Yeah.
Magmahalin mo yung mga bagay na ito. So, yun po yung parte ng tinatawag na salita ng Panginoon sa growth na meron tayo. Dahil ito ay pure, para yan sa growth mo. Hindi ka mapupulute. Hindi ka magkakaroon ng question. Hindi ka magkakaroon ng doubt. Kasi yun yung po yung foundation na tinatawag na growth na meron tayo. Actually, it's 8:07 in the evening. Medyo first point pa lang tayo pero mahaba na. No? Mm. O, itatapusin lang natin the first point. Second thing, not only to learn more about Jesus, for us to be able to increase in knowledge, not just to learn more about Jesus, but secondly, sabi yan, next point natin. Yan. Okay, meron pa pala dyan, no? Sabi dyan, we gain knowledge of Christ, okay, is by what? Experiencing more of Him.
Napakaganda. Amen.
Kaya nga, yung unang point natin, lumalago yung ating kalaman sa Panginoong sa Kristo by the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Pure and adulterated Word of God. Okay? But not only that, ang sabi natin, lalago yung ating kaalaman sa patungkol sa Panginoong sa Kristo by also experiencing more of Him.
Yan.
Oh, if you experience Him, okay, lalago pa tayo, di ba, usually, ang mga mag-partner, kung palagi kayong magkasama, nakikilala nyo ng gusto yung mga partner, lumalago kayo, lumalago, tumitibay yung relasyon na meron kayo. Kasi ano, nandyan eh, kasama mo eh, na-experience.
Experience. Correct.
Sabi dyan, Christianity is not merely or is not primarily an intellectual pursuit. Hindi ito tinatawag na, dapat magkatalino tayo sa pag-uusapan natin ang Panginoon sa Kristo. But sabi dyan, a true Christian is not simply someone who knows about Christ. Tignan nyo ha, we're not saying na mali yung kalaman patungkol sa Panginoon sa Kristo. But hindi po doon nagtatapos. Ang sinasabi po natin, but someone who has entered into relationship with Him for us to be able to experience Him.
Yan. Tama.
Okay. Ayan. Okay? Christianity is not merely to be studied, it is to be experienced.
Napakaganda naman.
Tama. Lalim. Para sabi yung Pastor, lalim naman.
Actually, Pastor, hindi naman siya malalim eh. Kumbaga simpleng explanation, that's it. Yun na yun.
Okay, sa naintindihan natin. Okay? Mm-hmm. Sabi dyan, even the Bible is, tinan nyo ha, even the Bible is not merely a book of information. Kung titingnan natin, the Bible is a place where we can meet God.
Ayan.
Yeah? Oh, yeah? Parang ganun. So as you read and study the Bible, tinan nyo, ayokong ihiwalayin yung read and study. Kasi yung iba ay study lang. Ay, read lang, walang study. Okay? As you read and study the Bible, God begins to speak to you by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Bible is a living book, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It is a holy book.
Amen.
Its pages are marked by the very presence of the living God.
Amen.
Okay? And we need to experience Christ in order to know more of His grace.
Amen.
That's why, if you're going to turn your Bible in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, sabi doon ni Apostle Paul, tignan nyo, magtataka kayo ha, sinabi doon ni Apostle Paul, I desire to know Christ more.
Mm-hmm. That I may know Him. Yes.
Pero kung titingnan mo, Brother JR,
mm-hmm,
by the time he was writing the letter to the Philippians, okay, mm-hmm, during that time, nasulat niya na lang lahat ng letter, halos lahat ng letter sa New Testament.
Oo. Halos ka lahat ino.
Oo, totoo.
More than.
Kaya sabihin mo, magtatanong ka, uy, sa estado ng buhay ni Apostle Paul sa Philippians, kailangan pa niya ng knowledge about Christ o hindi pa niya kilala ang Panginoon sa Kristo?
Hmm.
Oo, yun eh. Okay? That is so interesting kung titinan po natin, kung pag-iisipan natin, that is interesting about sa life ni Apostle Paul. Kaya nga kung titinan natin, we can put a tag on his head, sabihin natin, sa lahat ng mga apostle, sa lahat ng mga New Testament writer, parang si Apostle Paul yung nangingibabaw sa katalinuhan or experience about the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Pero kung titingnan natin, ang sabi niya Philippians chapter 3 verse 10, oh, I need to know more about Christ. Gusto pa niya makilala.
Hindi pa siya satisfied.
Oo, oh, hindi pa niya satisfied.
Parang nakukulangan pa siya.
Okay, yun yung kanyang pakiramdam sa harapan ng Panginoon na there are so many things to learn more about Jesus Christ. Hindi mauubos yung tabi natin pag-aaral sa Panginoon sa Kristo. So he had written most of the New Testament during that time when he was writing the epistle to the Philippians. He was a mature, powerful Christian. Hindi naman ito yung Christian lang na, okay, susulpot lang na parang kabuti. But he was a mature Christian. And not just that, he was a powerful Christian. He had been following Christ for some time. Okay? Mm-hmm. Sabi ko nga sa inyo kayo na, an argument could be made that Paul, okay, was perhaps the most knowledgeable about the follower of Christ at that time. Pwede natin ibigay na title yun sa kanya. Pero, hindi doon natapos. I want to know more about Christ.
I want to know more.
Okay? I want to experience more about Christ. That's why, doon, kung babalikan natin yung 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, about us, you know, as babes, as infants. Okay? Kung explain nyo yun, dapat explain nyo rin yung verse 3. Ito yung, that's why nasend ko yung ano, yung bagong PowerPoint kasi in-edit ko to eh. Sa next point, ilan dyan? 1 Peter. Yan. If, chapter 2, verse 3 ng 1 Peter, if indeed you have tasted the Lord, that the Lord is good. In-explain po niya yung desire in chapter 2, verse 2. Okay? In-explain niya yun kung ano yung about the desire. Bakit po? Bakit po niya dinidesire yung sincere milk of the world? Yung kaalaman or na, kaalaman patungkol sa Panginoon sa Kristo. Kaya sabi dyan, continue natin, I've tasted the Lord and the Lord is good. Diba? Sabi ni Bengel or Bengel, sabi niya, the first taste of God or God's goodness are afterwards followed by fuller and happier experience. Yeah?
Grabe.
Ang lalim nung sinabi, once na natikman mo ang kagandahan, kabutihan, ang grasya ng Panginoon, automatic, ito ay being followed by fuller and happier experience.
Amen.
That's why, si Peter, parang bata, na dinidesire niya yung salita ng Panginoon kasi nalasahan niya, natikman niya, yung kagandahan ng Panginoon. Ayun. That's why pala. Kaya hindi po natin mapipilit ang isang tao na tikman or hanapin or i-desire ang Panginoon kung hindi pa niya mismo na-experience yung lasa. Diba? Parang ganito. Ang sarap na wagas. Binabalik-balikan.
Yeah.
'Di ba? Totoo. Ay, yun yung paborito ko eh. Babalikan ko.
Oh.
Parang pag pumunta ka sa isang paboritong restaurant na meron.
Mm,
yeah. Alam na ng mga waiter kung anong o-orderin mo.
Nako.
Nako.
Dito sa Bacolod.
Nako. Kasi nga na-experience mo by yourself. Mm. Nalasaan mo by yourself. That's why ito si Peter, like newborn babes, grabe ang longing, grabe ang desire na meron siya kasi nalasahan niya ang kabutihan ng Panginoon sa buhay. Oh, let me close with this. 8:16 na. Next point na meron tayo. Ba
yan?
Last point na to ha, mga kapatid. Good evening. The more we discovered about Christ, the more there was to discover.
Aba.
Habang pagkatapos nating ma-discover ang mga bagay patungkol sa Panginoon, marami pa wala tayo dapat i-discover. Okay? The more we knew Christ, the more we realized that there was more to know.
Amen. I agree.
Kaya, Brother Jack, sa akin lang to ha, ito lang yung thinking na meron ako. Na kung tayo man dumating na sa punto na nandun na, nag-i-enjoy na sa langit.
Hmm.
Kasama ang Panginoon Kristo.
Okay.
Hindi pa rin tayo mauubusan ng kaalaman patungkol sa Panginoong Jesucristo.
Yes.
Yun yun eh. So, i-close ko na, part 1 lang to.
Part 1 lang to.
Kung ikaw ay ligtas, tinanggap mo ang Panginoong Jesucristo bilang iyong sariling tagapagligtas at Diyos na meron ka. At gusto mo na matutong lumakad spiritually to what we call perfection or maturity or being complete in Christ or tinatawag na Christ-likeness. This is my challenge. We must maintain the desire to grow more. We must maintain the desire to grow more. Dito ngayon papasok, Brother JR, yung excitement versus commitment.
Ayan, I like those words. Sige, Pastor. Okay.
Excitement and commitment. Diba, usually, kapag bagong ligtas ka, ang sabi ng mga tao, mainit pa yan.
Yan. Yan yung common na mainit pa
yan. Meron tinatawag na excitement. Meron tinatawag na alab ng puso. Okay? Na nagsasabi, oh, grabe yung gustong-gusto niya mag-work, gusto niya lagi nasa church, gusto niya lagi nasa fellowship.
Totoo yan.
Okay? But some members, some saved believers, na sinasabi, who once wanted to grow, may lose that desire.
Ah.
Kasi anong kulang? Commitment.
Commitment. Yeah.
Alam nyo, sa relationship, parang hugot na naman tong. Sa relationship.
Ayan naman tayo. Sige.
Lagi may bangan, meron singit, lagi may bangan. Sa relationship, yes. It's not all about love. Ay, Pastor, ano naman yan? It's not all about love.
Okay.
But it is more on the commitment na ikaw ay ma-in-love.
Aba?
Yes! Ay, point na naman si Pastor.
Okay. Sige.
Totoo, love is there. Okay. Magkasama kayo, time will come. Parang sabihin mo, parang mapa-fall out of love na ako. Kasi ang akala lang natin, love lang eh. Pero ang hindi pa ang ibig ko lang sabihin, kapag tayo merong commitment sa isang relationship, specifically sa ating relasyon sa Panginoon Jesucristo, there must be the commitment to stay in love.
Aba. Napakatamis.
Napakatamis. Okay? Kasi ganito, others develop a level of maturity. And after that, they thought, ay, okay na ako.
Yeah.
Sapat na ito for me to be able, you know, to be in the church. They are satisfied with what we call, what they have, you know, right now. Pero kung titingnan natin, when we talk about Christianity and we talk about growth, there is no room for what we call, I am satisfied. There must be always, sabi natin, cravings and desire for us. Pag-usapan natin ang growth na meron tayo.
Amen.
So, Brad, ano lang to, first point pa lang.
Ay,
for us to be able to learn how to walk, we need to grow in we need to walk in increasing knowledge. Yeah. And ano sabi natin, we need to learn more of Christ, okay? And we need to desire more of Christ, and we need to use the Word of God, and we need to use what we call yung ating experience, my experience natin ng Panginoon sa Kristo, for us to be able to do.
Amen.
So, yun lang siguro, kasi medyo late na, 8:20.
Actually, Pastor, that's okay kasi I'm nabe-bless ako sa mga comments ng mga ating mga watchers, no. Talagang nabe-bless sila. Katulad nilang ni Sir Tirso Herbolario, sabi niya, "Wow, great encouragement about excitement and commitment." So, maraming salamat po sa inyo pong panonood. Meaning talagang may naiintindihan at may nakukuhang yaman dito sa ating pong pinag-uusapan. Ano po? And lahat ng nasabi sa pamamagitan po ng salita ng Panginoon through Pastor John, tama po lahat. Ano po? Na kung nagsisimula pa lang tayo bilang isang bagong mananampalataya is we need to desire to know Jesus Christ more and more. This is a non-stop process po. Ito po
sa life process.
Correct. Lifelong, hanggang sa langit nga po, talagang proseso pa rin po ito eh. Meron pa nga po tayo mga bagay na hindi pa po naiintindihan na pagdating natin sa langit, doon pa lang natin maiintindihan lahat. Kumbaga, talagang it's a never-ending process, mga kapatid. Ano? So, we need to desire. At nakaka-excite eh. Eh, knowing this, lahat ng narinig po natin, tingnan mo, kumbaga parang natuwa ako, parang bumalik ulit, nag-spark ulit yung, alam mo yun, yung...
Alam mo kung saan ako natutuwa, bro, alam mo kung saan ako natutuwa? Sa mga yes, comment na nagtatagalog dito ng mga Ilonggo naman.
Correct, Pastor. Kapag lumilingon ako, sabi ko, ano po naman, nagtatry sila magtagalog.
Punta din po, ikaw, ha? Ayos, ha?
Okay. So, yun nga po, napakahusay ng ating pong napag-aralan ngayong gabi. Actually, I can go on na makinig pa ng makinig. And take note, mga kaibigan, okay, yung sa mga mahal po naming nanonood dyan, this is only part one. Okay? So, we will discuss more of this topic, learning how to walk. Part two, hindi natin alam kung may part three pa, pero hindi po kayo magsisisi sa inyo pong mapapakinggan at sa ating pong mapapag-aralan. This is very important even to those who are already, sabihin na nating mga matatanda ng Kristiyano. Okay? So it's also a reminder for us na rin na katulad nga doon sa sinabi na commitment and excitement. Maaring sa atin nawawala na yung excitement, pero dapat nandoon pa rin yung commitment. Okay po? Yan. So maraming salamat. And sige, balikan natin itong mga comments. And...
yung mga comment na nagtatagalog ng mga Ilonggo naman. Eh. Ang dami nila.
Ako eh. Pastor Pete, sabi nito, nakikinig. Yan.
Nagtanong pa siya.
Tama ba ang Tagalog ko? Nice setup. Ayan. Salamat po. Let's go. Thanks sa inyong dalawa. May the Lord use your program to reach many. By the way, soon our watchers will see at lifeword.org. Ayan. Maraming salamat po. So magkakaroon tayo ng extension ng platform. So meron po tayong lifeword.org. You can also visit that website. Ito po yung kumbaga isa sa mga website din po na kung saan pwedeng ipalabas itong ating pong programa, Tagalog site. Yan. God bless. God bless to all. Yan. Maraming salamat po. And Tita Dimple, God bless Pastor June and Ihado. Ang Ihado po ay inaanak sa Tagalog. Yan, Ihado bro JR. Ako po ay sumusubaybay ngayon lang. Bah, napakalalim ng Tagalog. Yan, ano pa? Good evening, Roger Adorante. I don't know, Pastor. Hindi ko siya kilala. Base, baka kilala. Roger Adorante?
Sige, friend to. Parang
friend. Friend ng ano din, ng TMBC, BMAP. Maraming salamat po sa inyong pagpagsubaybay. Tirso Herbolario, sabi niya, paano po kung matagal ng believer pero hindi po alam ang good and evil?
Masasagot din natin yan sa mga susunod na pag-usapan natin.
Ayan. Kumbaga, meron pa palang specific palang na parte para dyan. So, Sir Tirso Herbolario, meron po tayong kumbaga separate na talakayan po patungkol po dyan. Maraming salamat po. And Evelyn Franco Calbalhin, yan, good evening. Ang aking pong ina, ang mother-in-law ko rin po, nanonood. At sino ba? Yun nga po, maraming salamat. God bless you both. Ayan. Bah, grabe ang mga Tagalog. Hanggang sa muli, naway patnubayan pa kayo ng ating poong may kapal. Grabe.
Tita din po, ha? Sa Sunday ako, sapin mo ako Tagalog, ha?
Straight-straight, ha? Challenge. Okay. So, yun lamang po. Maraming salamat and I really enjoyed na talagang natuwa ako sa gabing ito kahit medyo tumagal tayo ng konti. That is okay. At least, meron tayong malaking yamang napulot ngayong gabi. It's a reminder to all of us, especially to those young sa pananampalataya. And ang programa pong gabay, talagang nandito po kami para po kayo ay gabayan din. Okay? Hindi po namin kayo iiwan. Sasamahan po namin kayo sa proseso ng inyo pong pag-lago. Maraming salamat, Pastor June. Good evening.
Okay.
Kita-kits ulit sa ating pong mga kaibigan dyan sa anumang parte ng mundo, Bacolod, Manila, o anuman, Amerika, UK, whatever, kung saan man kayo, magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat.
Okay.
See you next Friday.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hanggang sa muli.